Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Oh, yeah. Great song. Bringing us back here on a South Florida high school sports radio show for a Monday evening. Love it. Thanks so much to Eric Henry from Talking FIU and Ja'Kari Givens in our first segment. And now we get to talk University of Miami football. And I love to do that. And the Hurricanes up for another big one on the road this coming Friday. Good to hear it all right here on 560 The Joe. Somebody who covers not only the team, but recruiting. Very diligent, hardworking guy. Always admired how his work ethic. And he's one guy it appreciates when I put up all these older pictures of the Dolphins and the Hurricanes and the ABA Floridians. David Ferronis is kind enough from the South Florida Sun Sentinel to join us. David, thanks so much for taking the time, and thanks so much for admiring all my photos that I put up.
That's right, Larry. Well, thank you for that rousing endorsement to begin with in the introduction. And yeah, you know, I'm an old school type of guy, so I always appreciate, you know, getting to learn a little bit about these before I was on this earth, that where you know you got all these collectible items from you know, when you were younger. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate you being so diplomatic there. We got a University of Miami team that is kind of tough to get a read on from week to week. Obviously, you know, one week they'll come out and they'll do one thing awesome and everything changes. But the very fact is they're off to a great start. They hit the road for a couple of weeks. There's a lot of new guys always constantly in this lineup. Talk about the season so far. You've had more than a sample size. You've had them up against quality opponents and lesser opponents and opponents that are right where they are.
Right, and through it all right now, they're 5-1. I guess on the high end, this is kind of where you would expect. Maybe, you know, you wanted to see more convincing wins against Pitt and Virginia, especially after the way they started and they blew out Florida State, which even if Florida State is down, you always figure that's going to be a close rivalry game. So, and, you know, they came off that one, and it was disappointing the way they played against Clemson. Even though you expected probably a loss, you wanted to see them compete better to show they were more on their level. So that didn't happen, but maybe in past years you would see them fall apart after that, and it leads to another loss in that game against Pittsburgh. Right. Or even if they bounce back, it happens against Virginia. And then this time, yeah, you know, even though they didn't have their best in those two games, in different aspects of the game, they still came out victorious. They found ways to win, and you know, it's got them where they are right now, 5-1, coming off a bye, trying to get healthy, and then prepare for this final five-game stretch as they pass the halfway point here in conference play.
You know, Dave, when you take a look at the, you know, the ACC, okay, we saw Clemson get a little bit vulnerable the other day against a pretty good Boston College team. A team, you see, the thing is I've gotten into the fact now when I analyze games, I always look at the line of scrimmages. And that's why you look at a Virginia, and that's why they could play with a North Carolina or even play with a Clemson. But yet Miami is good enough to beat them because Miami's more athletic. And that's what happened there. But when Miami plays a Virginia and it's 19-14 and the people around the country go crazy, oh my God, Miami's overrated, this and that. But where was this fan, all these people who had an opinion when Notre Dame only beat Louisville 12-7? You see, that's what I'm trying to say. Anything could happen in the ACC. I mean, nothing, because the matchups are so crazy and outlandish sometimes that they fit. The Boston College line against Clemson's line, they're a good fit. Virginia the same way. They always have experienced kids who are 22, maybe even 23, so they're more mature and you know, they have a grasp of the game. Do you think that Miami's youth sometimes puts them in a hole? Because remember, they don't have very many seniors on that offensive line. I think, what do they have, a junior, rest sophomores and freshmen? So, I mean, you're young on the offensive line. Defensively, you have a lot of new guys playing. Do you think that a lot of this, these close games for Miami, because we know they have the talent, do you think it comes from a lot of immaturity and not a lot of chemistry? Because they're still building up chemistry. It's only been six games?
Yeah, maybe so. I think at some point you have to start looking at this offensive line and, hey, you know, they were young last year for sure. You definitely had that excuse last year. But then when all those starters returned, granted, Devon Donaldson, he's been out injured and he's still recovering from the knee surgery, so he hasn't been back yet. And then you do have the infusion of the transfer in Jared Williams, who is a six-year senior playing at UC before, but has right. chemistry with the Eric thing from the past. So he gets immediately inserted into the starting lineup. So I don't want to use that excuse per se. There's still right. a little bit of it because, sure, you know, Zion Nelson, while he did start all last year, he is still a sophomore. And John Campbell is first year as a starter as a redshirt sophomore. So and then also, I mean, one thing at the start of the season, you looked at their starting lineup, basically mostly two deep. It was no one there that didn't have at least 2 years of college experience. So, right. you know, at some point, yeah, sure, you know, there are some young players, but you know, you can't give them that pass all the time, I feel. And yeah, I agree with the point you made earlier as well. Yeah, that keep the same energy kind of thing when, you know, everyone wants to say, oh, well, Miami only beat Virginia by 5 points. And then, well, look at the game against Louisville for Notre Dame. Absolutely. You know,
exactly.
I feel in the ACC, hey, you know, even Clemson, albeit without Trevor Lawrence, they had a tough time with Boston College and were really on upset alert, but it was mostly because of their defense. But yeah, I mean, it's tough to win in conference, that's for sure.
I agree. David Ferronis joining us, South Florida Sun Sentinel. Big games coming up the next couple weeks. To the eye, maybe not, but where they're playing, who they're playing. NC State, very physical at home. Virginia Tech, very physical at home. Talk about what Miami needs to do to come out on top in these games.
Yeah, you're right about that. I mean, the next series of games outside of Georgia Tech, I mean, everyone is in that a two-loss in the conference realm where, you know, right. Miami is 4-1 in the ACC, so one of these teams would jump right back up. And effectively, any game Miami loses, you pretty much put yourself out of contention to get in that second ACC championship game slot and have a rematch against Clemson, which would be the goal right now.
Yeah, right.
Just get there.
Yeah, just get there. Yeah. Right.
And then we'll cross that bridge when we get there. But yeah, I mean, the physicality, you want to see them play better up front. Running the football more effectively, 2.8 yards per carry in the last three games. So you want to see that going. You want to see Cameron Harris get to start running the ball. We saw a little bit of, or a little bit more at least, of the freshmen behind him, Jalen Knighton and Donald Chaney Jr. really get it going in the second half. Kind of got the run game going after it hit a lull. And we saw De'Aaron King. He's starting to hit the deep ball, gaining some chemistry with Michael Hartley. Brevin Jordan is expected back, so you want to see how that offense really starts to click now when you reinsert him into the lineup. So it'll be exciting to see, you know, especially if obviously there were some players unavailable last game. So assuming they get some of those back and they don't have setbacks, you know, you never know what's going on there. So as long as they have a pretty healthy team, it'll be exciting to see what happens on Friday night.
Yeah, no doubt. Friday night game. Last year, Miami beat Virginia. The year before, they lost to Boston College. So there's no preference either way. They just got to go out and play. As you said, they got to play hard. They got to cut down on the mistakes. And certainly, they could come out of Raleigh and they can come out of Blacksburg with W's. David, I appreciate you joining us. Tell everybody how they can follow you, because you got some great reads coming up, I know, and you've had some awesome features. Let everybody know how they can follow you.
Yeah, definitely. On Twitter, at David Furones. It's David F-U-R-O-N-E-S. And I have an underscore there at the end, just because I had to. But, you know, if you just search the name, you'll find it. And obviously, sunsentinel.com/UM. You'll see all my Miami Hurricanes articles. They're up there as well.
Good stuff. David, thanks so much. We'll have a good trip, and we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
Thanks. Always great to be on with you, Larry.
You too. David Furones, South Florida Sun Sentinel, covering the U. That's going to wrap up hour one. Don't go away. We have one more hour. Dan Day and I will be back. We'll take this time out, and we have four great guests. You don't want to go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.